Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. National Disaster Mitigation Agency and Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency collaborate to mitigate disaster risk during Eid al-Fitr holiday. New Zealand Ambassador visits Indonesian Parliament to discuss cooperation opportunities. I am Ahmad Faisal and this is the news in details. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency and the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency in collaboration with the military and local governments are conducting weather modifications and setting up command posts to manage disaster risk during the Eid al-Fitr holiday. Andi Ramdoni has the latest.
The Director of Data, Information and Disaster Communication of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Abdul Mohari, stated on Wednesday that the agency is working closely with various partners to mitigate climate-related disasters during the Eid al-Fitr holiday. He also mentioned that according to the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Indonesia is nearing the end of the rainy season but must remain vigilant for potential extreme weather in the latter part of March.
BNPB, BMKG, military, Air Force, we still conducted the weather modification operation, and together with the local government, we prepare command post at the 8 province in Java and Sumatra. Java, we cover all over province. Static command post and also dynamic command post to continuously monitoring the situation during the long holiday that will be coming in the next few days.
Abdul Mohari explained that the disaster agency is addressing weather-related disasters in both upstream and downstream sectors, using weather modification to reduce rain intensity and minimize risk. The agency is also working with local governments to speed up mitigation efforts and ensure effective disaster response based on weather forecasts. Andi Ramdoni reporting.
Chairman of Commission 2 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Rifki Nizami Karsayuda, welcomed the New Zealand Ambassador to Indonesia, Philip Taula, at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Tuesday. The meeting focused on exploring various areas of bilateral cooperation between the two countries, particularly in the sectors of food security, education, energy, and trade. Rifki Nizami stated that the meeting was a strategic step in strengthening Indonesia-New Zealand relations.
Selandia Baru itu telah berinvestasi misalnya pada pabrik pengolahan susu, keju, dan yang kedua beliau.
New Zealand has made significant investments in Indonesia, including dairy and cheese processing plants. They also have a strong track record in education, with over 1,000 Indonesian students, graduates, masters, and PhD trained in New Zealand, particularly in renewable energy. Additionally, they are keen on investing in new and renewable energy sectors.
Moreover, the two parties also discussed potential investments in the development of the new capital city of Indonesia. Rifki Nizami invited New Zealand to invest in building a sustainable ecosystem in the new capital city, including hotels, hospitals, schools, and food industries, with the hope that this cooperation will bring tangible benefits to both countries. Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership opens new opportunities for micro, small, and medium enterprises. Ofra has the detail.
Indonesia has built strong economic partnerships with Japan, offering significant benefits for business owners, including micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs. This was shared by the financial attaché of Indonesia in Tokyo, Leni Nurlaini, during the Indonesian MSMEs Penetrating the Japanese Export Market event on Wednesday. symbolized the various trade agreements between the two countries.
Indonesia juga memiliki
Indonesia has a special economic partnership with Japan that covers liberalization, facilitation, and many other areas of cooperation. This includes the Indonesia-Japan Bilateral Economic Partnership Agreement, Asian-Japan agreements at the regional level, and even the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership.
Thanks to these agreements, Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises now have more opportunities to enter the Japanese market. The government hopes this will encourage micro, small, and medium enterprises to export more and improve the competitiveness of Indonesian products globally.
The government is focusing on boosting investment and international cooperation, especially through the development of special economic zones and Indonesia's participation in the CPTPP trade agreement. Ranoff, bring us more.
The government is focusing on boosting investment and international cooperation with special economic zone as a top priority. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartanto met with President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace on Tuesday to discuss update on the national economy, special economic zone development, and international economic partnership. A key highlight was the two countries' twin park collaboration between Indonesia and Fujian, China, which involve a 16 trillion rupiah investment in the Batang Special Economic Zones.
Tadi kami menyampaikan perkembangan perekonomian.
Today we reported on the latest economic development, especially the special economic zones. The president mentioned he will visit the Batang Special Economic Zones this Thursday. During that visit, we'll also discuss the Twin City Twin Parks collaboration with Fujian to boost industrial investment in Batang.
The government is also developing the Nongsa and Singhasari Special Economic Zone. In Nongsa, there are plans for expansion and the addition of data centers, while Singhasari has already opened King College with Queen Mary University joining soon. President Prabowo also stressed the importance of optimizing people, business credit, and continuing effort for international cooperation, including agreement with the Eurasia Economic Union and Indonesia membership in CPTPP. The CPTPP is a trade agreement between Pacific countries to help Indonesia access more market and improve economic ties with the region.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. The government continues to work on improving the quality of education in Indonesia by implementing various strategic policies. One of the key initiatives is the Education Report. Ofra has the full detail.
The Indonesian Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Prof. Abdul Mukti, highlighted that the Education Report is an essential tool for mapping the quality of education across different sectors. He shared this during the media briefing on the Education Report 2025 on Tuesday. According to the minister, the Education Report is part of the government's ongoing efforts to raise the overall quality of education nationwide.
Dengan rapor pendidikan ini diharapkan dapat menjadi masukan bagi.
With this education report, we hope to provide valuable input for local governments to meet the minimum service standards for education, which aligns with our strategic plan for national education development.
Minister Abdul Mukti also mentioned that the report will help evaluate the challenges within the education sector. This will allow both central and local governments to work together to develop strategies that improve access to education and raise its quality, ensuring a brighter future for all.
The Palestinian government confirmed its trust in Indonesia's support for Palestinian independence during a meeting between Special Envoy Mahmoud Al-Habbas and President Prabowo Subianto on Thursday. Dora Pardede reports.
The Palestinian government has reaffirmed its trust in Indonesia as a conscious supporter of the Palestinian people's struggle for independence. This was shared by the special envoy of the President of Palestine, Mahmoud Al-Habbas, after a meeting with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Village in Jakarta on Tuesday. During the meeting, Al-Habbas delivered a special letter from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to President Prabowo. The letter discussed the strong ties between Indonesia and Palestine, as well as the ongoing situation faced by the Palestinian people.
We handled a special letter from the President of Palestine, President Mahmoud Abbas, to His Excellency, the President of Indonesia, regarding the common relationship between Indonesia and Palestine, and regarding the issue of Palestine in general, especially the situation, the bad situation in Palestine under the continuous Israeli aggression, which was renewed this morning, as you know.
Al-Habbas also explained the current condition in Palestine and expressed gratitude for Indonesia's unwavering support of the Palestinian cause. The meeting highlighted Indonesia's strong commitment to supporting Palestinian independence and further strengthening the bond between the two nations. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Disaster Mitigation Ahead of Eid al-Fitr with Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today's commentary is on disaster mitigation ahead of Eid al-Fitr. Entering the holy month of Ramadan in Islamic calendar, which coincides with March this year, the Indonesian people, who the majority are Muslims, were shocked by the flood disaster in several regions in Indonesia. For example, on March the 3rd, several regions in Indonesia were hit by floods caused by high rainfall and overflowing rivers. Based on data from the National Disaster Management Agency, there were 641 disasters in Indonesia from January the 1st to March the 17th. The majority were wet hydrometeorological disasters, such as floods, extreme weather, and landslides. The areas that were severely affected by the floods included the capital Jakarta and several areas bordering it, such as Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi, and Karawang. The Indonesian government has moved quickly in handling this flood disaster by sending disaster teams and opening shelter posts for affected residents. Facing natural disasters, especially ahead of Idul Fitri, which is the biggest holiday in Indonesia, celebrated after Ramadan, the public is asked to remain vigilant against the extreme weather that is currently occurring because it is predicted to last for the next few weeks. According to the agency, the potential for extreme weather is still lurking in several regions of Indonesia, especially in Jawa, Sumatra, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, and Maluku. Therefore, maximum preparation are very important to do. The government and the community must work together to mitigate disasters, among other things, by following weather information, preparing emergency equipment, and knowing evacuation routes. In addition, people must also reduce the risk of disaster or take preventive measures by planting trees, avoiding development in disaster-prone areas, and developing effective irrigation systems. Natural disasters can indeed occur at any time. However, the risk of losses caused can be minimized by making various disaster mitigation efforts. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.